We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ta'aruvos, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas sofeg doiraisa l'chumra, sofeg d'rabonon l'kula. Based on what we've been learning till now, based on the introduction we've had here, Rav Nosson Zal is going to use it to explain to us some of the rules in Halacha regarding sfeikot, regarding mixtures. When there's a mixture, when we go l'chumra, when we go l'kula, and here he's discussing the concept of safek doiraisa, when you have a doubt regarding something that's written, regarding a halacha that comes from the chumash, there we take the stricter view usually. Whereas, if there's a doubt, a questionable mixture or something like that, which is not forbidden via the chumash, but it's a rabbinical isser, something the rabbis put as a fence around the Torah, there we say, sofek derabonon lekula. If it's questionable, if we're not sure it's the isa derabonon or not, there we go lekula. Usvek sveka, and if you have a double doubt, we're not sure if it's A or B, and even if it's A, we're not sure if it's the kind of A that's forbidden or not, svek sveka afilu bedoiraisa lekula. Even when it comes to an Isur that's actually written in the Chumash, when it's a Svek Sveka, we're Mekel. We take the more lenient view. Ki Svek Sveka Doiraisa Shove L'Sofek D'Rabonam. Because according to some Rishonim that Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote soon, they explain that when you have a double Sofek related to a Doraisa, it has the same interpretation as a single Sofek D'Rabonam. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the spiritual aspects of this. The Chassidus, he's going to tie together Chassidus, you know, which is based on Kabbalah and the Halacha. Ki kol ha'isurim hein bebechinas ra ha'koil hanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, all of those items that are forbidden, such as chazer, such as rodents, or, you know, all kinds of things that are forbidden to eat or drink, we have to assume that they are tied into the Ra HaKoilel. They're tied into the evil. Ra HaKoilel is a term that's used sometimes to refer to Amalek. It's used to refer to a composite of all the evil of all 70 nations. That's this term Ra HaKoilel. So things that are Osur are associated with Ra HaKoilel. Aval HaHeter, whereas things that are permissible, things that are kosher, permissible, hu mibchinas targum, mibchinas noiga, shehu gam kein ma'oirav toivora. The fact that something's permissible does not mean that it's 100% good. Rav Nosson Zal tells us permissible items, kosher items, are associated with targum, which is a combination, which is associated with noiga, which is a combination of good and bad. Noiga means twilight, something that's good and bad. Rak machmas shahatoiv meruba al hora al kein hemutorim. However, when we talk about dvorim hamutorim, things that are permissible, things that are permitted, that are kosher, even though they're connected to noiga, which is good and bad, the good is more than the bad. And that's why the item is kosher. That's what makes the item kosher and permissible. Whereas for ha'isurin, the things that are forbidden, heim behepach, they are the opposite of what we just said. Sheheim mebechinas hora, they're from the side of ra, sheshom hora ikar v'hatoiv mu'ut shamoid. The things that are forbidden, like the examples we gave, chazer, shrotzim, you know, things like that, they're connected to the ra ha'koilel, they're associated with the ra ha'koilel, and even though there is some good over there, still the good is a minority, and the bad is the majority. And that's why those items are forbidden. They're off, out of bounds. Again, sheshom hora ikar v'hatoiv me'at shamoid. The good that's there is very minimal. Okay, that's an introductory statement. Now, v'zeh bechinas isurin doiraisa. Now let's explain things that are forbidden midoraisa, things that are written clearly in the Chumash as being forbidden. Dahainu shehem asurim al pi haTorah shebichsav. Things that are forbidden and are written clearly in the written Torah. Shehem isurin chamurin moid. They represent the strictest level of isurim. Kihem bebechinas ra hakoilel. They're associated with the ra hakoilel. Klipois hatmeois legamri shebebechinas asiya. They are associated with those klipois, those forces of tumah that are all bad, that are associated with the oilam hoasiya. This physical world that we live in, we know that there are four worlds. The world that we live in, the Olam Asiya, is the lowest one of the worlds. And in the Sifrei Kabbalah, they tell us that depending on which world you're in, the level of severity of the klipos is different. The Asiya, the Olam Asiya, because it's the lowest world, it has the worst klipos. The klipos that are Tmeim Lagamri, they're associated with the Olam Asiya. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Torah shebichsav yoyredes lehislabesh ad asiyah. Because the written Torah, because it's so holy and so high, it has the ability to go down to the lowest one of the worlds, the Olam HaAsiyah, and to operate there, to function there. Kamuva le'el behilchas simonei oif toher, as we learned earlier in Yoredeya, in hilchas simonei oif toher, halocha aleph. Umishom heim isurei toira. Again, those items that are written in the Chumash as being forbidden, that's where they come from. They come from the ra hakoilel sheba asiyo kanal. They come from a level of evil, impurity, that's associated with the klipos of the Olam HaAsiya. The Alkain, and because we're dealing with such a level of evil, of tumah, of ra, the Alkain bo rabbeinu zal v'osu mishmeres lemishmeres. That's why our rabbis had to come along and put a fence around the fence. In other words, Hashem said, don't do this. That wasn't enough. Hashem said, don't eat this. The rabbis added to that, and don't even do that. Don't even touch it. Don't even sell it. The gozru v'osru afilu dvorim hamutorim in haTorah. They went ahead and declared forbidden even certain items that, according to the written Torah, would be permissible. Shehein bebchinas targum, meaning items that are in the category of targum. Bechinas noiga kanal, items that are in the category of klipas noiga, which we said is good and bad, not like those other three klipos, which are called onon godoil, eish mislakachas, ruach sora, which are called ra gomor, all bad. The three klipos represent something that's all bad, and if there's any good there, it's a minimum shebe minimum, whereas noiga is good and bad. So the rabbis went ahead and they declared that even things that according to the Chumash are permissible because they're associated with targum and noiga, despite that, because the rabbis understood that these items in klipas noiga are very close to those other klipos that are ra hakoil, that are all bad, v'hein bebechinas hora shebetargum, and these items are from the bad side of targum, not from the good side of targum, al kein gozru aleihem v'asurim. Va'asorum. That's why our rabbis declared them as being off limits, unkosher. Those items that come from the ra of klipas noiga, kedei sheloy lehi koshel beisur Torah, because the rabbis were afraid that if we leave it at what the written Torah says, that you're only not allowed to eat A, but B is yes permissible, even though B comes from the ra of noiga. We're afraid that you're going to go very easily from B to A. That if we allow you to be involved in B, you can very easily cross the red line and go into A. Lipoil el hara hakoilel chas v'shom, and thereby go into the ra hakoilel, kishelo yiyu nishmorim levatel v'leesor b'chinas hara shebetargum. if the Jews will not be careful to watch out and to stay away from and to nullify the Ra of the Targum, where there's good and bad, Kamuva Leel, as we explained earlier. V'zeh bechinas isurei derabonon. This is the items that our rabbis declared off-limits, where even though, according to the Chumash, they're permissible, even though they're not part of Ra HaKoylel, even though they're not part of the three klipos that are all bad, even though they're part of Noiga, which is good and bad, they're part of Targum, which is good and bad, the rabbis, in certain cases where they saw that this item, even though it's plugged into the Noiga, it's from the Ra of Noiga, they said, forbidden. We declare this forbidden. As a protection, to protect the Jews from not chas v'shalom going further and dabbling in the Ra HaKoylel, you know, which the written Torah declared forbidden. That's in the framework of Gemara and Halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal bounces back to the Likutei Moran, to Torah Yud Tes, that this Halacha is based on. V'zeh b'chinas shleimus l'shoin ha'kodesh al yidei l'shon targum. With this, we'll understand the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses. When Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that Hashem gave the Torah in l'shon kodesh, Hashem created the world in l'shon kodesh, and that's the language that everybody spoke until they made the Tower of Babel, where then Hashem mixed up all the languages, and suddenly there's 70 languages, and you know, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the fact that even though Lashon HaKodesh comes from Hashem, and it's the language of the Torah, Lashon HaKodesh is incomplete until we, the Jewish people, complete it by making the Tikkun of Targum. That Shleimus Lashon HaKodesh is dependent on Targum, meaning She'ikar HaShleimus Tolui Daiko B'Lashon Targum. The main Shleimus of Lashon HaKodesh is dependent on us doing what needs to be done with Targum, meaning al yedei shemachniim hora sheyeshom, by us, the Jewish people, being able to be machnia the ra that's in Targum, umalin hatoiv sheyeshom, and elevating the good of Targum and bringing it into lilshon hakodesh, plugging it into lashon hakodesh, hainu shehalashon hakodesh habo milamalo ein loy shleimus. Rav Nosson Zal paraphrases what we're saying here. The Lashon HaKodesh that comes from Hashem is not complete. It's incomplete. Rak al yidei b'chinas ha-targum kanal, it's only by the Jewish people plugging Targum into the Lashon HaKodesh. By us, for example, on Friday, when a Jew is zoche to say Shnayim Mikra ve'echod Targum, then he brings a shleimus to the Lashon HaKodesh. Shaydeze mashlimen es ha-Lashon HaKodesh. Through that, we complete the Lashon HaKodesh. Kemo sheshamati beferish ubebeir mipir ha-Kodesh l'Rabbeinu Ner Yor. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I heard clearly from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth, Rabbeinu Zal told me this and explained this to me. Now, there are people who would hear this kind of wording for the first time and say, how dare you say that what Hashem gives us is incomplete? But there's a very famous medrash about this, and this comes up tens of times throughout Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. The medrash says, an apikoris once approached Rabbi Akiva and said to him, you Jews, you guys think you give respect to Hashem, you're the most disrespectful people to Hashem, because you take a kid when he's 8 days old and you give him a bris milah, implying Hashem created him, what Hashem did was no good, we're going to go in and fix it up. Rabbi Akiva said, you're dead right. You're 100% right. What Hashem did is incomplete, not because of any imperfection on the part of Hashem. Hashem intentionally made everything incomplete. Do we see bread growing on trees or anything? No. We see wheat. We have to plant seeds and we have to do all kinds of procedures to get to bread, to get to clothing and everything. And we have the famous pasuk, Asher boro Elohim la'asois. Hashem created everything la'asois, for us to do, for us to complete it. And Rabbi Akiva gave him a whole bunch of examples from everything. So that again, Hashem created Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is beautiful, but it's not shalem, it's not complete, until you have the tikkun of Targum. And that's why this is one of the mitzvahs, and you know, about lo'olam yashlem odom parshas imatzibur, that a Jew every single week has the schus to say shnayim mikra v'hatargum, and thereby bring a shleimus to the Loshna Kodesh. And there are many other examples that we're going to have throughout Likutei Halachos of this. We gave the example very often of converts. The fact that Klal Yisrael, compared to the other nations, Klal Yisrael is Loshna Kodesh. The other nations are called the Shivim Loshon. And Klal Yisrael is incomplete. The Gemara says one of the reasons why Hashem has sent Klal Yisrael out into Golus is so that Geirim should be able to come and join Klal Yisrael, because that's what brings a shleimus to Klal Yisrael. Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, Unkelus. The Targum, we know, is brought to you by Unkelus Hager. So that this Targum, this Klipas Noiga, that's, we mentioned many times that it says by Avraham Avinu that he and Sori Meinu were involved in being Makarav people. They were the first ones who were being Makarav Geirim on such a large scale. So Hashem said to him, I'm calling you Avraham, ki av hamoin goyim nisaticha, because I have appointed you a father of a multitude of nations. The first letters of hamoin goyim nisaticha spell the word noiga. You, Avram Avinu, you are the father of noiga. You are the tzaddik who has the ability, by being mesakein the noiga, the targum, and elevating it into the kedusha, plugging it into the Loshna Kodesh, you have the ability to bring about a shleimus to Loshna Kodesh. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the halacha. V'zehu b'chinas isur doiraisa v'isur rabbanan. Based on this introduction, let's understand better now the concept of Isur D'oraisa and Isur D'rabbanan. Shehem b'chinas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebalpeh. Isur D'oraisa comes from Torah shebichsav, from the written Torah. Isur D'rabbanan comes from the Torah shebalpeh, from Mishnayis, from Gemara. Sheze b'chinas shleimus loshna kodesh al yidei hatargum. This is another example of Shleimus Loshna Kodesh through Targum, Shu b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, b'chinas Mishnah. The Torah Shebal Peh is in Aramaic. A lot of it is in Aramaic. That's the example where the Torah Shebichsav is incomplete without the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Mishnah, which is b'chinas Eitz Hadas. And the Mishnah represents this concept of noiga, good and bad mixed together, like the Eitz Hadas. Ki ha-Mishnah mevareres u-mefareshes bein osur lemuter, bein ra le-toiv, she-beitz hadas toiv ra. Because the Mishnah clarifies and sorts out the good from the bad, the kosher from the pasul, the tamei from the tohar, the osur from the muter. Just like the separating the good from the bad of the Eitz Hadas. Ki ha-Torah she-bechsav hu bechinas ha-dibur she-yotza melemalo ka-havi-osoy. Bechinas loshna kodesh habo melemalo ka-havi-osoy. Because the written Torah represents the word of Hashem that comes from above as is, raw. Hashem's words in the raw, in a sense. Which is loshna kodesh. V'alkein ho-isurim ho-elu haboim mishom. And therefore, those things which in the Torah Shebichsav are identified as Osur, they represent Ra HaKoilo. They are all bad. Because once this statement was made by Hashem himself said, don't eat that. Ze HaTovar Bevadai Hu Rak Ra. That item is definitely all bad. Ki ein kan rak dovar v'ipuchay. Because on that level, when we're talking about Hashem's words, there's only right and wrong, good and bad, osur and mutter. Dainu ha-kidusha, shehu ha-toira. There's the kidusha, which is the Torah, which is what Hashem gave us, the Torah shebichsav. Oy ha-hefech mi-ha-toira. Or the opposite of the Torah, dahainu ho isur shehatorah his hero love, meaning the things that the Torah declared as forbidden, shehu hahefech mamish, which is the exact opposite of kedusha, of Torah, of tahara. Aval memela kisheyesh kan toivora, Dahainu hakdusha vahefech mamish. However, you have to realize that automatically, once you have good and bad, holiness and the opposite of holiness, memela nishava habchino hashlishis, automatically, there's a third thing that came about, dahainu habechira, which is the choice, the free choice. She'efsher livchor betoiv oibara, whereby it becomes possible to choose between good and bad. Sheze bechinas eitz hadas toivora. That's the concept of eitz hadas, which has both in it, good and bad. Shemishom bechinas habechira, that's the source, that's the root of free choice. Ki hu noite lekan ulekan, livchor bozeh bozeh, because the person can lean this way or that way, to choose the good side or the bad side. V'alkein ein shleimus l'loshoin hakodesh kim al yidei hachnoas hora hanechas bebchinas habechira. And this is why it's so important to know one of the yesoides of Yiddishkeit, that there is no shleimus t'loshin kodesh until you engage the eitz hadas toivora, until you're zecha to be machnia the ra that's found within the toivora. Bebchinas hatargum, for example, in targum, which has good and bad in it. Bechinas eitz hadas kana, which is that combination of good and bad. Shezeo bechinas Torah shebal peh. This is the whole concept of the oral Torah. Shehoisifu v'gozru v'osru kol hadvorim hasmuchim el ra hakoilel, whereby the rabbis added on to the Torah shebichsav, and they decreed and they declared forbidden a whole variety of things that are close to, that are similar to, the ra hakoilel. Shehora yochel leches bem kanal, whereby the ra can attach itself to them. Kidei levarer bechinas hatargum. The rabbis gave us these isurim in order to give us the opportunity to sort out within the targum. Bechinas eitz hadas, within the eitz hadas, leharchik hora ulahachnioi, to distance ourselves, to push away, to reject the ra part of the eitz hadas, the ra part of the targum, ulahachnioi, and to subdue it, kidei shememela yale hatoi velakdusha. Because once we do that, if we're able to get rid of the ra of the targum, the ra of the eitz hadas toivara, then the good that's in there automatically flows into the toiv, into the good, into the loshna kodesh. Sheze bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh. This is the concept of shleimus loshna kodesh. Shenishlam daiko al yedei hatargum kanal, which becomes completed through the targum. Shehu bechinas Torah shebal peh, which is the Torah shebal peh. Just like we found last week, we read Parshas Mishpatim. 2 weeks ago, we read Parshas Yisroi, where we have an incredible thing. Yisroi is one of the few human beings that added a parsha to the Torah. There's an actual parsha part in the Torah where he defined for Moshe Rabbeinu what Jewish government should be all about, where he said to him, "V'ato serze anshei chayil yirei lekim soinei botze." He defined how he thought the Jewish leadership should be set up, and the Gemara mentions this, that Yisroi was zeichet to add a parsha to the Torah, because Yisroi is gerim. Gerim are targum. It's this toyu. It's klipas noiga, where the shleimus of Loshna Kodesh, the Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, is called Loshna Kodesh. The shleimus of Loshna Kodesh is dependent on the Targum, on Yisroi. V'ze b'chinas ma shekosov shom. With this, we could understand what Rabbein Azal writes over there in Likutei Moran. She'ikar ha-shleimus hazois. Tahinu shleimus Loshna Kodesh al-yidei Targum. Yefsher lekabel kiim mitzadek hador. This ability to bring shleimus to Loshna Kodesh, which is dependent on Targum, being able to make the tikkun of Targum, to separate the good from the bad in Targum, and get rid of the bad, and thereby automatically the good of the Targum joins the Lashon HaKodesh, and it's mashlim the Lashon HaKodesh. The only way a person could be zocher to do that is from the through his connection to the true tzaddik, when he's zocher to hear the words of the tzaddik from his mouth. Ki hatzadik hu bechinas tor shebal peh kemuva, because the tzaddik represents tor shebal peh, as is brought in Likutei Moran Torah Reish Zayin, shehu hamashlim es haloshna kodesh shemekabel milamala, because which helps a person be zecher to complete the loshon kodesh which we receive from above, al yedei bechinas hatargum through the targum shehatzadik mevarer hatoiv minorakanal, which the tzaddikim are involved in sorting out the targum, in separating the good from the bad, shezeo bechinas torah shebal peh. That's the whole torah shebal peh, the mishnayis. With the tzaddikim there, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, they're involved in sorting out kosher, apostle, tamei tor, osur mutar, shaydei zeh nishlam haloshna kodesh b'shleimus. And that's what really brings about a shleimus to the loshna kodesh, to the written Torah. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Torah Yutes about the tzaddikim, that the pasuk says about them, oisei devoroi, Lishmoya Bekoil Devoroi. They create, they generate the word of Hashem, and they're zeichet to hear the word of Hashem. Hamuzkar Shom B'maymar Tfilo L'Chavakuk. Shezeh B'chinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. Rabbeinu Zal there introduces that posuk to explain the concept of Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ze b'chinas shleimus loshna kodesh ha'idei ha'targum, sh'b'chinas torah shebal peh. This is tied into what we're talking about here, about bringing, making loshna kodesh, torah shebichsav, complete by plugging in the targum to it, by plugging in the torah shebal peh. Ki oisei devoroi, because when the posuk says oisei devoroi, they make the word of Hashem, Hainu b'chinas hadibur bi'atzmoi shel Hashem yizborach she'at tzadik oisei. This refers to the word of Hashem himself, when Hashem is speaking, which the tzaddikim bring about, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. K'mo she'kosov shom. She'zeo b'chinas Torah she'bichsav kanal. That's the written Torah, which the tzaddikim play a very important role in getting Hashem to speak, in getting Hashem to say the words of the Torah she'bichsav. V'ze b'chinas oisei devoroi. That's oisei devoroi. Ki Torah she'bichsav hu b'chinas asiyah kanal. Because as we said earlier, the Torah she'bichsav represents so high a level of kedusha that it has the ability to go down into asiyah, into the olam ha'asiyah, where you have the most severe klipos and forces of tumah. Now the pasuk continues, lishmoya bekoil devoroi, haynuma shehat tzadik shoymea umekabel hadibur. This refers to the tzadik listening to and receiving this dibur of Hashem. Vehat tzadik hu hamemutza bein Hashem yisborach ubein ha'om. And the tzadik is the intermediary. He's the go-between between Hashem and the Jewish people, as we see throughout Parshas Yisroi. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, come here, I want you to tell the Jews this and this. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Jews, he tells them, they respond, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes back up to Hashem to tell him what the Jews said. This is the concept of the Torah Shebal Peh. Ki Torah Shebal Peh hi tluya bishmiya. Because Torah Shebal Peh is dependent on hearing. It's not written down. It's the word of mouth that's being transmitted from mouth to ears. She'tzorech lishmoya dafka mipeh loizen. It's what's being communicated from mouth to ear. Ki dvorim shebal peh yato rishoy lomar b'chsav. Because the Gemara says, certain things that were given over orally, you're not allowed to write, are not allowed to be put into writing. She'ikar shleimus loshna kodesh toli bozekanal. And the main shleimus of loshna kodesh of Torah shebichsav is dependent on Torah shebal peh. Bechinas Hashem shomati shimacho yoresi. As Rabbeinu Zal over there in Torah Yutes quotes this pasuk, Hashem, I heard what I heard from you, and I was filled with fear. Ki ikar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there in Torah Yutes, כי עיקר שלמוס לשון הקודש תולוי בבחינס השמיעה, שהיא בחינס תורה שבעל פה, שהיא מפה לא איזנדייקה. Because the main שלמוס of the written Torah, of לשון הקודש, is dependent on שמיעה, שהיא בחינס, which is תורה שבעל פה, which is from mouth to ear. וזה בחינס, now Rav Nosson Zal goes back and quotes a pasuk that he mentioned earlier. Haloi oizen milin tivchon. The ear is able to check out, to analyze the words. Oizen daika, the ear specifically. Ki bechinas oizen haino bechinas hashmiya bechinas torah shebal peh, hi hamavchenes umevareres advorim. Because it's the ear which represents listening, which is torah shebal peh, that's what discerns. That's what distinguishes and clarifies things. Kihi meforeshes bein ra l'toiv. That's what has the discretion to select, to sort out between good and bad. Umashlemes es hadibur shel loshon hakodesh kanal. And completes the words of the loshon hakodesh. Just like when we know when we read something in Chumash, we read the parsha of Tefillin. In the Chumash, it's two or three psukim. It's a Jew learning this from his rabbi, from the Torah Shebaal Peh, that learns thousands of halachas and drushos about the mitzvah of tefillin, knowing all the details about what it's really all about. V'zeh Shom Razal, this is what the Gemara says in Erevin Daf Chof Aleph, Ve'izein V'chiker. The Gemara quotes that pasuk about Shlomo HaMelech, that Ad Shelo Bo Shlomoi Hoysa HaToyra Doime Kekupo She'ein Lo Oznayim. Until Shlomo HaMelech came along, the Torah was like a cup that had no handle to it. You couldn't hold it in any way. Oznaim of a kupa means the ear of a cup or something means the handle by which you hold it. Because it's through the decrees which Shlomo HaMelech was goyzer. V'hoisif kamo isurei derabonon al isurei Torah, and he introduced some new isurim derabonon to the Torah. The Gemara talks about it, the law of Erevin and other things. Sheze bechinas Torah shebal peh, aydeze also bechinas oznayim la Torah. That's how he created handles for the Torah, lahashlem aydeze ha Torah, with which the Torah became complete. And Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this, look at the choice of the word that's used here. Oznayim daika. Look how the word, it's strange in a way. Out of all the words in the vocabulary, the word that's used to refer to a handle of a cup or a handle of a pot or anything like that, it's called the ozen, the ear. Rav Nosson Zal says, Oznayim daika. Bechinas ozen milin tivchon. Because it's the ear, E-A-R, that has the discretion to select from among the words. That's what does the birur of the Torah Shebaal Peh, of the Torah Shebichsav. I'm sorry. It's through the ears, by listening to the Torah Shebaal Peh, by hearing the words of the tzaddikim, that's what gives us the ability to select out and to interpret correctly and bring a shlemus to the Torah Shebichsav.